This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump lashed out on Twitter Friday at a Christian magazine after an editorial in it called him profoundly immoral and said he should be removed from office. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Christianity Today editor-in-chief Mark Galli's written an editorial blaming the president for what he calls a blackened moral record.
He slanders people. He mischaracterizes people. He outright lies. He says things that are verbally abusive.
Galli tells NPR and other outlets he does not expect the editorial to shift evangelical views of the president, who is blasting the magazine as being far left. It was founded by the late Billy Graham, whose son Franklin is defending the president, saying the magazine represents the evangelical community's leftist elite. Many prominent evangelicals have boosted their support for the president during the impeachment push. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
British lawmakers have given preliminary approval to Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Brexit bill, clearing the way for Britain to leave the EU next month. We get details from AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The House of Commons has voted 358 to 234 for the withdrawal agreement bill, a clear win for Johnson. The bill will receive more scrutiny and possible amendment next month and also has to be approved by Parliament's upper chamber, the House of Lords. But Johnson's commanding Conservative majority in Parliament now means it's almost certain Britain will then leave the EU on January 31. But for all Johnson's talk of getting Brexit done, details of Britain's negotiating stance with the EU over a trading future and even who will lead those trade talks remain unknown. Charles de Ledesma, London.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.